Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's change gears a little bit. Yeah, Mike Mayo is our movie guy, and every Tuesday he joins us to let us know what films are coming out on video, the things we might have skipped in the theater. Mike, you got a pretty long list that I see in front of me. Where you want to start?
Well, let me just start off by saying I don't want to start. This is maybe the worst week we have had for...
No way! You don't like any of these?
Not really.
Okay.
Okay, first up, we got Love, Simon, which is your basic teenage romantic comedy, but it's got it is about a young gay teen who is trying to figure out how to come out. The movie was, all the people involved in this movie, both the actors, writers, directors, they all came out of television, and it has that same kind of surface prettiness that I think of, that TV has, and they don't really...
Like a WB add. Special type?
Yeah, that kind of thing. And to me, it's if you're already interested in seeing a story about gay characters, this one you will probably like. This will appeal to you. But there's not enough to it really to recommend it to any other audience.
But it had a crowd that really liked it. Alonzo and I were on the way into the movies one day, and this girl was kind of following us around the movie theater and said, "Oh my God, I've seen Love, Simon 12 times." And I thought, what? 12 times? Are you crazy, girl? What's going on with you?
I think the studio would paid her to do that, to
maybe
go around in the theater to influence people.
No kidding. All right, well, Love, Simon, you know, maybe, maybe not. What else you got?
Sherlock Gnomes. Now, this is an animated film, and it's a sequel to Gnomeo and Juliet, which was, of course, you know, about... This is all about garden gnomes and other lawn ornaments that come to life when nobody's looking. Given the state of commercial animation today, particularly digital animation, that is so good, and we'll be talking about that on Friday with The Incredibles 2, which really is incredible, this could be so much better. The animation is simple enough. It's good enough for little kids. The same characters are back, and now we've got Johnny Depp as Sherlock Gnomes, who is, you know, solving the disappearance of other lawn ornaments. It is absolutely as silly and ridiculous as it sounds, and I just never got into it. There was nothing about the animation, the story, the humor that really appealed to me. So, again, little kids who like the first one may like this one, too, but, again, I can't imagine anybody else going for it.
All right, Mike Mayo. We'll sit with the little kids and watch that one. Okay.
And it's better than The Strangers Pray at Night, and this is a sequel to The Strangers, which is a horror film allegedly based on a true story about home invaders who attack this family. Well, here we've got another family that's off taking a number one daughter to college. She doesn't want to go. They stop at a campground, which turns out to be kind of eerily deserted, and of course they're then attacked by these people in masks. That's the story. Christina Hendricks is in it, but this is not a recommendation to her fans either. I don't like this kind of horror film, and to me, this one really didn't do anything that I hadn't seen him do before, neither better nor worse.
I got enough real nightmares in my life.
I'm the same way.
All right, Tomb Raider. I remember Angelina Jolie.
Right, and they did. She did two movies, and they did very well. And these, of course, are based on the video game.
Yeah.
Well, now we passed it along to Alicia Vikander, who's, you know, gotten a whole lot of press lately in Ex Machina and The Danish Girl. A very good actress. And they're playing down all the cheesecake that's always been part of the franchise, back from the days it was a video game. And this is more kind of your standard outdoor adventure, like Indiana Jones, you know, running through the jungle kind of thing. And it's kind of an origin story for her, too. It's all about how her father disappeared and she became this archaeologist adventurer. Again, I guess it does okay for what it set out to do, but I am just not a fan, generally, of movies based on video games. I don't play video games. I don't understand the pacing of them. And to me, they just don't work as movies. But that is probably saying more about me than it is about that kind of movie.
I'm with you on that, Mike. I can't stand to watch films that are filmed the way those video games are. It's very disconcerting to me. And it is one of those things that I think is the difference between somebody in their teens and early 20s and I don't know how old you are. I'm 47. It feels like it's just not working for me.
And I'm older than that, and okay. I think you're right. It is a generational change, and they are the younger viewers are more keyed into that, more accepting of it.
The look.
And they, you know, made this one a smallish hit.
All right.
And
well, you and I,
Friday, we'll talk about The Incredibles 2, and it really is great.
That one's worth going to the theaters for. All right. So I'm just going to take a pass on all this stuff this week and get in 2 extra hours of sleep instead of watching that. Mike Mayo, our movie guy, Mike-Mayo.com. I always enjoy talking to you. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.